I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
You want to give someone a smile and welcome the person to our power anointing service. Tell the person you are blessed to be here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we are in our month of the Holy Spirit, and we have been praying and talking about the Holy Spirit. Last week was powerful. Pastor Collins Jr. blessed us so much. Let's clap our hands one more time. And tonight, we want to continue with where we left off on Sunday. We had a wonderful time on Sunday in the presence of the Lord. So we're looking at help from above. Help from above. Sweet Spirit, be with us tonight and speak to us and lead us in prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Help from above. And we said, when the Holy Spirit is helping you, or when God is helping you, He helps you through the ministry of the Holy Spirit as our present help in time of need. We explain that when the Holy Spirit is there, for God is helping you, certain things happen, or you are helped in certain areas of your life. We said, one, you receive the help of men. You receive the help of men. May men and women begin to assist you in your destiny. Hallelujah. May men and women begin to assist you in all that you do. Can I hear an amen? We said number two, when you are being helped by God, or you are being helped by the Holy Spirit, aside the fact that you receive help from men, you also receive help to relate with the Lord, to have a relationship with God. Help to relate with God. Then we said number three, you also receive help in your spiritual life. You receive help in your spiritual life. And what is the meaning of that? The meaning is that God helps you to be able to bear, or the Holy Spirit helps your human spirit to be able to bear the fruits of the Spirit, to be able to bear the fruits of the Spirit. And that is Christianity. Christianity is bearing fruits. Jesus said you will know them by their fruits. Amen. So if you are a Christian, by your fruits we will know. And if you are not a Christian, by your fruits we will know. That it is not just, Christianity is not just a profession of faith, but also a practicing of faith. That we are not just to be professors of our faith, but also practitioners of our faith. And we cannot do that without the help of the Holy Spirit, because we are tempted, we are attacked in every way. So the only way we'll be able to overcome all the temptations of the flesh and of the eyes and of the body and of money and of pride of life and all the diverse temptations is when we yield to the help of the Holy Spirit. So may the Holy Spirit help you to live the Christian life in Jesus' name. Oh, I said, may the Holy Spirit help you to live the life of Christ. Amen. My time is not reading. The timer, the one controlling the timer, you have forgotten your work. Amen. So the bearing fruits of the Spirit is one of the avenues of help that the Spirit gives us. And then we also said the Holy Spirit helps us emotionally by comforting us in difficult times. When you go through storms, when you go through difficult seasons of your life, when you go through challenging moments of your life, What can help you? What can comfort you? What can give you hope? What can give you a reason not to close up your life, or not to shut down, or not to break down, or not to throw in the towel? What will give you hope that there is a future ahead of you, that God is not done with you? What will give you hope in the face of hopelessness is what we call the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us by comforting us. He is our comforter. So I pray for you, no matter what you have lost, no matter what you are going through, no matter what is hitting you on every side. Like Paul said, we are hit on every side. I declare that may you be comforted to overcome in Jesus' name. The comforting work of the Spirit is like the pain-killing work of medicine. The pain-killing work. One of the health conditions when you are going through it, it can be accompanied with pain. So whilst the medicine heals the main sickness, you are also administered with painkiller like paracetamol that is able to give you or able to keep you whilst you are going through what you must go through. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. And that is the work of the Holy Spirit. He gives you the spirit of comfort, or he comforts you so that you'll be able to overcome. Then also we spoke about the Holy Spirit helping us by guiding us. That's what we did on Sunday. The Holy Spirit helps us by guiding us in all things. And we looked at how the Spirit leads us, or how the Holy Spirit guides us. And we said by his word, he guides us or leads us by his word. We also said by the inner witness of the human spirit, he gives you an impression in your spirit or a perception in your spirit that helps you to know what to do, where to turn. It also by the still small voice that the Spirit of the Lord can whisper to you, can hiss unto you, can speak softly unto you. And then also we said through our conscience, that every human being, God gave you conscience, whether Christian or not. So the Holy Spirit uses your conscience when you are born again to direct you and to guide you. To direct you and to guide you. And then finally, we said through spectacular ways, the Holy Spirit can lead you through spectacular ways. That means supernatural ways. Example, visions and dreams and audible voice. You can hear the audible voice of the Lord. You can see visions. You can see dreams or have dreams. These are supernatural ways aside the word of God and aside the inner witness of your spirit and aside the still small voice and aside your conscience. You can also have vision, dreams, and the audible voice. Amen. Clap your two hands together for what we did last week. So number six, when the Holy Spirit is helping you, he helps you in prayer. He helps you in prayer, or he helps us in prayer. Romans chapter 8 verse 26. Romans chapter 8 verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. In our weaknesses. He didn't say in our weakness. So it's not one thing. It says in our weaknesses. Other versions say in our infirmities. So not one. It's plural. Not one. In our weaknesses or in our infirmities, the Spirit helps us. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So he says, we have no idea of what we should pray about, but the Spirit makes intercession. Intercession means pray for us. The Spirit prays for us, prays things with groanings. Groanings that cannot be uttered, or things that we may not be able to speak. even out. The Spirit makes intercession. So, my emphasis here is that the Spirit helps our infirmities. That's the first thing I want to take note of. And I said, it's not singular, it's plural. And then he focuses on prayer. That when we are praying, we don't know what to pray. Now, that is just one of the limitations. One of the limitations of prayer is what to pray about. Write it down. One of the limitations of prayer, which the Spirit helps us, is what actually to pray about. So when we say the Spirit is helping your infirmity, what are the helps he gives you in prayer? And Paul narrows it down to prayer. So Paul is talking about prayer. So when we talk about prayer, the Spirit helps us in prayer through which ways? One, he helps us to know what to pray about, because one of the limitations of prayer is what to pray. You don't know what to pray per time. Per your condition, you think you know what to pray. Isn't it? Per your condition, you think you know what to pray. Okay? If you are going for an interview, you think you know what to pray. What do you think you pray about? The interview. But at the same time, when you are thinking you should be praying about the interview, perhaps your child in the boarding school is being rushed to the hospital. And you will not know that even though you are heading for an interview, what you are actually supposed to pray about includes praying for your daughter or praying for your son somewhere, or praying for your mother who is an attack, or praying for a loved one who may be going through an attack. You may not know. You may only think, okay, because I'm sitting on exams, now when I lift up my voice to pray, I'm praying for the exams. Or you think, oh, because I am building, what I pray about is the building. But you may not know that you are about to lose your job, that you are supposed to rather pray about your job and not the building. So, as human beings, we are limited in knowledge. It is only God who is omniscient. You are not omniscient. Tell the one by you are not omniscient. You don't know everything. You don't know everything. If you know everything, you would have been Superman. You don't know everything. It's only Superman who can be in a train, and then he will have some promptings that a skyscraper is collapsing somewhere and some women are holding on to windows and screaming. Then he will be far away on a train. Then he will have the promptings. He can hear in his supernatural that he has to fly up there. Are you a Superman? You are a human being. And so it is the Holy Spirit that comes upon you for you to have a supernatural dimension where you don't know something happening somewhere, but you are dealing with it. So then you can become supernatural. Otherwise, you are natural. So as a natural person, you are limited in knowledge. You don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. You can sleep tonight thinking everything is fine, only to wake up tomorrow and realize that not knowing yesterday you should have fasted about something. Amen. Are you following what I'm saying? So we don't know everything. Even pastors who have the anointing to a level, we don't know everything. There was a time that Elisha prayed for a woman who was always giving alms to him. And then the woman got a son. God blessed the woman. And the son died. And Elisha said, as for this one, the Lord has hidden it from me. Because pastors don't know everything. If he was a seeing prophet, that was his office. Beyond a pastor, when it comes to revelations and visions. But still, he did not see it coming. So even the sharpest prophet, I've had prophets married someone and the marriage did not work. And I asked that, did you pray about it? Did God tell you to marry this person? And amazingly, they didn't see it. One prophet friend of mine ended up marrying a witch practically. It's not like we are assuming the person is a witch. Can you imagine? Your wife wakes you up at midnight and asks you that, did you pray before you married me? May you never find yourself there. Yes. I've invited him to preach here severally before we came here. Married only 1 year. Married only 1 year. Wife got pregnant, and the wife was a witch. And the wife woke him up one night and said, "You, did you pray before you married me? I'm a witch." It looks like a movie. So I was asking him, because we married around the same time. We use the same ring. We have the same name. You understand? We are from the same family. So I used to ask him, did you pray about? Because you see, let me say, you even see more than me. Yeah, my pastor, you are a prophet. Are you? Come on. He said, "This one, I did not." May God cause you to escape. I said, "It's everything that you know." I said, "It's everything." And so, when it comes to knowledge, we don't know it all. And that is why Paul was careful to tell us, you don't know what to pray. That means that your knowledge is limited. Where to pass, where not to pass. But when you have the Holy Spirit, he steps in times like that. So you may have a prompting to pray, and you don't know what to pray about. And that's why I told you on Sunday that some of you are awake 2 o'clock midnight. You don't even know why you are awake. You are trying to sleep. You cannot sleep. It looks like sleep has left you. Or you woke up too early and you are trying to sleep again. Instead of praying, and you are trying and sleep is not coming. God is trying to tell you that deal with something. And those are the moments where you have to forget about everything and just pray. Just pray. You say, for every spiritual person, you should have at least 30 to 45, if not 1 hour, of praying in tongues without asking anything every day. If you want to be safe. If you want to be safe. If all the time you have to pray is 1 hour, at least spend 30 minutes praying in tongues before you even start saying anything. Because that one deals with more things than your mind. Your understanding will help. I'm telling you. He is our helper. And because we have infirmities, we have limitation, we have shortfalls. And the number one area we are limited is knowledge. He is omniscient. He knows all things. We don't know all things. He searches the deep things. You don't even know God's plan for your life per time. All you know is that God wants to use you. But do you know what he wants to do in 2026? You may not know. Do you know what he wants to do in today? You may not know. Do you know what he wants to do in this month of June? You know 2026, God says that you are going to travel, but do you know what he's going to do in the month of June? You have no idea. You don't know the precise, the very, very accurate information. You don't have it. You only have it in general. Bible says we know in part, we understand in part. But the Bible says the Spirit searches. Romans 8 verse 27. Now he who searches the hearts know what the mind of the Spirit is. Because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He who searches the hearts knows the mind of the Spirit. And he didn't use small letter A. Did he didn't use small letter? Oh, 27. He didn't use small letter S. He used capital letter S. Knows what the mind of the Holy Spirit is. So if you want to know, or you want to pray about exactly what God is thinking about concerning you per time, you must pray in the Holy Ghost. I get what I'm saying. Because he knows, the Spirit of the Lord knows what the mind, he searches it like a book. Do you see that when you go to the computer and you open folder to folder, file to file, and you are searching for a file, and you are searching for something? That's how the Spirit searches. He conducts a deep search. He goes deeper, opening every folder, checking for something that needs to be done. That needs to be done. So you see, when you are praying the Holy Ghost, The devil cannot take you by surprise. You rather take the devil by surprise. Things cannot take you by surprise because you deal with them. Because once you zoom into the Holy Spirit, you have given the Lord a limitless access to your life and destiny. Amen. For he that searches the hearts knoweth the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Once you know the mind of God, you know his plans. Isn't it? So the Spirit knows the mind of God. And so the Spirit knows the plans of God. Clap your two hands for the Lord. I pray for you that when you rise up to pray tonight, may you pray more in the Holy Ghost. May you pray more in the Holy Ghost. And as you pray more in the Holy Ghost, may God cause things to begin to settle, things to begin to happen, things to begin to be done in your own life. Can I hear your amen? Oh, can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? And the Spirit, he searches the deep things. He searches the deep things. He searches the deep things. Because he makes, it is his office to pray for you. It is his office. He prays for you, so he searches the deep things. You don't know. You don't know the mind of the Spirit concerning you. But the Spirit knows the mind of the Spirit concerning you. So with the help of the Holy Spirit, you cannot pray amiss. Do you get it? You can't pray amiss. You will know, you see, when you are praying the Holy Spirit, you will know what to pray. I said knowledge is a limitation. But with the Holy Spirit, you will know what to pray about. You will not just know what to pray about, you also know how to pray it. Because there is a way you ask that you will not receive. James chapter 4, he tells us that you ask, you don't receive. For you ask in the wrong way, that you will use it on your own lust. So there is a way to also pray. Tell someone there is a way to also pray. So we are not just limited in the knowledge, we are also limited in the how to. First, you don't know what to pray about. Second, you don't even know how to pray about it. So you are limited in the what, and you are also limited in the how of prayer. But when you zoom to the Holy Spirit, when you zoom to pray in the Holy Spirit, you are not just going to pray the what, the precise thing. You are also going to know how to present it. Because the Spirit is the one doing the presentation for you. It's like you go to court. When you go to court, you realize that the way things are done in court is so different. So different. You see, the way when you are home, when you are home and you think you know something, or you think something must be done in a certain way, the way you can just open your mouth and argue and talk and talk, and then people are telling you, oh, calm down. Oh, don't talk. Oh, calm down. That's not how it's done in the court of law. In the court of law, you may think you know something. You may think you saw it. You may think, yes, I know this is the guy who did the thing. But in the court of law, you can't make a case unless you have brought evidence. And you can't just get up and talk. Somebody must talk for you. Because the person has been trained to know how to present your case. That person is called your advocate, your lawyer. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. He's your advocate. You know, that is why sometimes you see that somebody will be talking, and then the judge will advise the lawyer that advise your client. Otherwise, we will charge your client with contempt of the law court. That means disrespect in the law court. So you may have a point, though. You may just face the one, your opponent, and be telling your opponent, you see what I'll do to you in court. No. you can't talk like that. And you'll be surprised that a very, very big issue, the lawyers will just be talking and just be smiling. And just be whispering, my lord, you know, want us to do that? Then this one will get up. You think the two lawyers are friends? I've been to court severally, as I recently, and cases I thought that the way we are sitting in the pew, the way we are angry, and we are boiling, and we are expecting that our lawyer should also be angry. And you see the two lawyers as if they are friends. Counsel, they don't care about what we feel. They have their own way of presenting their case, of talking as if they are friends with the judge. It's like, we don't have a say. It is when they need you, they'll come and ask you a question. That is how we plead our case in the spirit. You may think one thing, or you may feel somewhere, but no, but hand it over to the Holy Spirit. He knows how to communicate with the judge of the universe. He knows how to talk to the Father. He knows how to present it so that you will not pray amiss. Because we pray, but we do not receive it. Because we pray amiss. We don't pray the right way. From today, may your prayers be presented well. Clap your two hands together. When you are praying, sometimes you feel weak. You are limited in energy. But when you zoom in praying in tongues, you'll be surprised that somewhere, somehow you are energized. And you can go for hours. But try praying with your own understanding. You realize that you are limited in energy. How many of you can pray with your understanding? When I say pray with your understanding, pray with your words. Oh, Father, thank you for today. By the time you say that in 3 minutes, you are done. True or not true? You are done. You are done. You realize that nothing is coming again. You feel like you have said it all. All of a sudden, in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you feel like you are tired. It feels like you have prayed for 1 hour. If you didn't check the time you started. And a lot of you start praying, you don't even check the time you started. So it makes you feel like you are praying. It's just 15 minutes. Just 15 minutes. If you want to know how long you are praying, check when you are starting. You'll be surprised that with understanding, when you are praying, 10 minutes can look like 1 hour. And all of a sudden, you think, Charlie, you have meant the prayer, but you have exhausted everything you want to say in 15 minutes. But when you zoom in praying in tongues, and you hand over the prayer to the Holy Ghost, you realize that 1 hour, you are still on your feet. 2 hours, you are still going. 3 hours in different postures, you are still praying. But with understanding, you wouldn't have been able to match up. So we are also limited in strength. But Bible says that he that speaketh now, no, edifies himself. You are charged. You are empowered. 1 Corinthians 14, you are built up. Clap your two hands together. So we are limited in these ways. When we pray, we are able to overcome. James 4:3, he told us we pray amiss. That's why we don't receive it. But with the Holy Spirit, you can't pray amiss. He will keep your prayer in the right direction and in check when you pray in tongues. The Holy Spirit, so therefore, the Holy Spirit helps you to pray the right prayers at the right time, in the right way, for the right resource. In summary, for that, the Holy Spirit helps you to pray the right prayers at the right time, in the right way, for the right resource. You can't miss it. He gives you the strength to pray till it happens. He gives you what to pray, and he gives you how to pray. He does all for you. So you are no more limited. You are no more limited. You are no more limited. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, so do you realize that praying the Holy Ghost is more advantageous than praying in understanding? Yeah. Because sometimes your motives are not even right for the things you are asking for. But the Spirit knows how. I want us to rise in the Holy Spirit and pray in tongues. Some of you have never prayed in tongues for 20 minutes before. You try to talk too much, and your prayers are not having answers because you don't ask in the right way. Tonight, why don't you hand over and for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, without any distraction, you are praying in the Holy Ghost. Parakatatata. And see what the Lord is going to do hereafter. Because the Spirit, He is searching the mind of God concerning your life. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Rise up to your feet.
God, with the Holy Ghost, my spirit cries, Elohim Adonai.
I speak in tongues in the Holy Ghost. My spirit cries, Elohim Adonai. I speak in tongues in the Holy Ghost. My spirit cries, Elohim Adonai.
I think last Sunday or last Wednesday, I think last Sunday, I told you something else. That even when you desperately want to pray on a certain subject and you still zoom in the Holy Ghost, you give the Holy Spirit the opportunity to go deeper in that subject area. So if it's about marriage and you know that you came to pray for marriage, when you lift up your voice and say, Lord, I present my marriage to you. Father, concerning Kwesi or concern whatever that you are praying about, then you now change into the Holy Ghost. You have said yours. Now give him the chance to say his. Then you switch to the Holy Ghost. When you switch to the Holy Ghost, what you do is that it's like you have given the Holy Spirit the search area. That I want you to search into this area of my life. You will see the dreams you start having. You will see the revelation. You will see the prophet. You will see the manifestations happening in your lives. Because you focus on the prayer. And if the chance, that is not even the prayer you should be praying, because something is happening to your mother somewhere, the Holy Spirit will still change the topic. Are you getting what I'm saying? So praying the Holy Ghost is always an advantage. And I want you to go before the Lord. How many of you here? Everybody prays in Holy Ghost. Do you pray in tongues? Lift up your hand. Do you pray in tongues? If you pray in tongues, lift up your hands. You pray in tongues, lift up your hand. On Sunday, I pray for those who don't pray in tongues. If your tongues is baby tongues, pray today. Pray with all your heart. Your tongues will grow. It will change. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Lift up your voice. Cry in the Holy Ghost. I'm giving you time to cry in the Holy Ghost. Nobody will help you. It's the Holy Ghost who will help you.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.